next one under advisement was 9765.
Yeah, it's not our job to consider the sewer or the
that's
septic.
The only thing, yeah, septic and sewer is not
but
ours.
But considering the fact that carport is possibly placed on the existing septic and the fact that there's more than one kitchen,
I think that
maybe we could table it until VNREC can be notified and see if it, you know, meets their approval.
But do you think, I mean, but that's not what the application, what do you think?
If the carport's on top of the septic, that'd be up to
them or somebody else to take
deny
care.
It, but I don't want to do that.
Me neither.
You know, and cause, you know, too much yeah. problem, so.
I think, based on the application itself, I have no problem. They're just saving soil, we don't know.
But they got two kitchens, all right?
Yeah. But I think we could wait for findings from VNREC to find out if that carport is on the septic.
Right.
And it'll give the office time to determine if two kitchens are appropriate for this structure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you say there were other variances?
Yeah, I was going to add when you guys got done. According to the computer, there were variances granted in 84 for the rear and the side. So from what I can tell, the front's the only one that really is an issue.
That's in question, yeah.
And that would explain why there was never any discussion about them if they've already been
granted.
There was probably no CO.
Right. That could have been, but they've been granted. So.
I don't particularly have a problem with the variance request as long as they're not, you know, it's not a problem with their septic and they're not, you know, this couldn't, I think, you know, we heard testimony that it's not being used as a rental, but that's not to say it couldn't be sold and used as a rental.
It's right.
Or a duplex.
But they didn't say they have two kitchens, though.
So. Yeah.
Right. And so the office should clarify whether that's acceptable or not.
Okay. So you're making that into a motion that we table it or next?
We table it until
the office at such time can bring us back the information.
And VNREC can
provide
information as far as
references
the septic and the carport.
Okay, so you have the questions. Are there two kitchens? You want the inspector to
are they allowed? Two kitchens are they allowed?
Well, I think the director should determine if that's allowed.
Okay.
Okay.
And then number two is if VNREC feels that that's compatible or if it is in fact there, their findings. And once you ascertain those, you can bring it back to us. We'll put it back on the agenda.
Okay.
The earliest agenda we can.
And are these folks, I mean, do they need a temporary CO?
They didn't say that, did they? No, they don't need that.
They don't need one.
No, they've already made. Remember, they already settled.
They're already settled. They're in there. They don't need a CO. They're already in there.
All right.
They've already got it. That's what I'm saying. That's why the guy with the sewer was, you know, he should have brought that up when he got their CO.
Once the inspector's notified, he can be, play that, okay, that whole thing out.
Okay. All right, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we will table case number 9765 until the office can come back on with a decision by the office or the director in reference to the kitchens and number two, VNREC, in regards to the septic. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Aye. Motion carried.
Oh, shoot.
Cut myself. All right, now we'll move on to old business. We have two cases. The first case is